Father in heaven, we're so thankful for every good and perfect gift. We thank you for your all-seeing eye that continually watches over us, and we're never alone, and we're so thankful for your mighty blessing, for that mighty peace, like a mighty river that flows into our lives, that we have that strength, that overcoming power within us to be overcomers for you this day. Lord, we just thank you, we praise you, we give you glory and honor. Father, that there's out there this day those that need a very special touch, Father, we lift them up. We lift your people up this day in Jesus' name. For that one that's been offended, I pray, Lord God, that you would touch them in a mighty way. Lord God, touch their heart. Deal with them as only you can. Show them mercy. Show them strength. For that one that needs forgiveness, we just pray that you would move upon them in a very special way, because you are a merciful God. And Lord, you are the God of second chances, third chances, many chances. You give us innumerable chances. Father God, we know that all of us are failures within ourselves, and we have all failed you. We've all missed the mark at times. We've all been angry at times. We've all been where we shouldn't be at times, Father, but we know that you're very special. And help us to come to that place where we come into thy presence, receiving that great adoption from heaven. Lord God, that we feel your tutorship, your guidance, your direction, and your leadership in our decisions and our thinking, that even you help us to think, even help us to cope with life itself. Lord God, that we might be a blessing wherever we are. Lord, bless us in a mighty way. Bless your people in a mighty way. Father, we pray for America this day, that you might bless America and strengthen America this day, because we are a needy people, and we need your help. We need your supervision. We need your strength. We need the anointing. And Father, we pray that you would come against the powers of darkness coming against your people this day and set your people free. Lord God, they might worship you. They might praise you, Lord God, that they might walk in victory, Lord God. They would no longer be cast down. They would no longer feel that they have an unpardonable, but you might pardon them, strengthen them. And Father, I pray that you'd give them peace like a mighty river. And Father, I pray that you'd flood your people with overwhelming power. Well, Father, the joy of the Lord would be our strength, Father God. And Father, we all need an extra blessing this day. We have, for that our cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And your word says we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father, we thank you and we praise you, because we believe that that day is coming very soon when you're going to bring those into that house. They're going to be ready for occupancy. Father, we hope that we're that part of that ones, Father God. We hope that we are, our lights will show shine in such a way that we'll have that special place that day. And Lord God, we have that hope, that assurance that heaven is real. Father, we want to shun the very appearance of everything that's opposite of heaven. Father, we want to draw nigh to you, and we want to resist the elements that would take us from you this day. Give us that absolute love for you this day, that love that beholds, moves upon us only you can, that we might be that ray of sunshine shining to that one that needs that special touch. And Lord, we know within ourselves we're no match, even the influence of many people, even without the very minor cases, without your help, we're helpless. But Father, give us that surrounding of your presence, that we're more than conquerors and more complete as we speak and do thy will to those that need thy mighty help. And Father, we just praise you this day. We thank you for their liberty. We thank you for all you've done. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. I believe that we're living in truly a very special, very wonderful day. And I believe it's a day of blessings for those who want to be blessed. I believe it's a day of really seeking God in a very special way. Over in the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, God spoke to the children of Israel that he would give them blessings, and then further down, he would give them curses. Oh, blessings for us, we need blessings that we might help to bless others. If we're not blessed, it's hard for us to bless. If we're not blessed, it's hard for us to be happy. If we're not blessed, it's hard for us to be encouraged. We need that blessing. That blessing of God is beyond anything that we can ever even think for, believe for. It's beyond any human imagination. That blessed strength from God, that he, when he blesses you, you're blessed. You have that peace like a mighty river that comes through like a mighty artesian well from heaven. An artesian well, how it flows out of the earth. The water just pours out. And that's what we need, that overflowing of God's presence within our lives. But the blessings of God speaks about in the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, talks talks about that God wants to bless them, those people, in a very special way. But he also tells them that there might be consequences if they don't receive the blessing. I would like to read the 28th chapter and the 47th verse, to starting off, because they service not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. God says, therefore thou shalt serve thy enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want, all the things, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, destroy thee. With God, with him, it says, blessed shall be thy basket in thy store. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou goest out. Boy, wonderful. Blessings are just wonderful. The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to smitten before thy face. Well, that's wonderful when God fights your battles. When God says, you're my child. When he says, my child, I love you, I love you, I love you. What a blessing. We're living in a day of great hardness of hearts. Every place we go, I sense it this morning when I woke up. It was very difficult because I felt the hand of the enemy had come and to come against God's people. And many of God's people this day are really bound. They find themselves in the grip of not being happy no longer. There's many of God's people are serving God out of just duty. They're not serving out of gladness of heart. And here when the Bible says that when they served him out of not gladness of heart, they didn't have no joyfulness. God wants us to have the joy of the Lord as our strength. We need to pray and pray and pray and pray and pray until we get that joy. Like a mighty artesian well that flows like a mighty river. We can't help those round about us unless we got joy ourselves. We can't do anything. We can't talk. We can't cope with a situation. And we surely can't pray for people because we have not the joy. We have not got the commodity that takes to help that one that's in need. And the Christian can have that, what it needs to help those, if they'll stay in contact with their Maker, with their God. If they stay in contact and have the Spirit of God upon them in a mighty way, it shall be like a rotty artesian well that shall flow in heaven, and it shall anoint the people of God, and they shall receive a strength, a supernatural strength, that will come down and touch their lives not only, and they will touch the lives of all that they come in contact with, and they shall do a great and mighty work for God. But it takes the anointing of God, and that anointing alone is through the Spirit of God. And that's why we got to guard our lives. We got to protect ourselves, that we must be in the place that God could be available in us, that we would not lose that joyful heart, that gladness. Oh, hallelujah, the gladness, the joy of the Lord is my strength. It's that mighty power, the joy of the Lord, the joy of God, the joy of is beyond it. When we have a joy unspeakable, full of glory, we can go through hard troubles. We can go through hard situations because God is so impregnated in our lives that we don't know where God is and where we are. He's in us. He's about us. And we just squeak with him. We feel him. And we surges in us. And we feel that oxen Spirit of God with mighty hand upon us that protects us, guides us, and directs us. The 91st Psalm comes close to that. It talks about he that dwelt in the secret place of the Most High. And many of us this day, we've never come into that secret place. We've never come in that place that we've talked to God and mean business, God, that I want to serve you, God. I don't want my own way no longer. I want your will, your guidance, your direction. Many of us are very slowful. Many of us want our own way. We want to do our own will. We want to do that which we wish for. But God wants us to really follow him. He doesn't wish for us to tell him what to do. He wants to be the one that tells us what to do. And that's where we get in trouble. We want to call our own shots. We want to call our own direction. And God says, you're not capable, my son, my daughter. You're not capable to call direction because you're not capable because you don't know what you need. But I know if you follow me, I shall guide you. I shall direct you. And I shall help thee, because many times without this, we become blinded. And when we become blinded, we start losing the path. We can no longer see the pathways before us, and we lose out with God. We lose out because God says he gives us a straight path, a narrow way, that's few that find it. So truly, it's like people walking in darkness.
in this life, we have to have a supernatural light from heaven to shine brilliantly at night, because we cannot see without the help of God. He is our saving power. He is our fortress. He is our mighty God, and He can live with us. We can have rivers of living water flowing in our being, but it takes a price. That price most people do not want to pay for. They don't want to pray what it means. And God says we must come out from among them and be separate, said the Lord. And what the problem is, everybody wants to be like their brother. They don't care what their brother is, but they want to be like him. And where our problem is, God wants us to be like him and not model ourselves out of anybody else. No one should model themselves after Brother Freedom, because he's not worthy to be modeled after. God is the one that's worthy to be modeled. God is our strength. He is our way maker. He is our keeper of ourselves, and he will never leave us. Israel had went around and around and around, and they, ever since they left Egypt, they was got out of bondage in Egypt, but then they got out and they was homesick for Egypt. And that's what happens to us. God saves us, cleans us up, makes us durable, have the living truth with us. When we start walking off, we say, I want to go back and have my own fun. And pretty soon, there's a warfare that goes within our mind. And pretty soon, the old man, a lot of times, wins out. You may still go to church, but you've lost your victory. You no longer have a determined heart. You live in your own self, yet you're going to church, you're playing church. You're going through the role, the leadership of even following something, but in your heart, you're doing your own thing. You're seeking something that's hidden many times, something that's not manageable by God. Through that, we have gods. The Bible says, love not the world, neither things of the world. Any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So we find ourselves that God wants to bless us. We, in tune, we want to have our own fun. We want to be like the rest of the world. And that's what happened to Israel. Israel, I was reading it last night. They wanted to have a king. This is Kurt back before, way before it happened. They wanted to be like the world. Like Israel wanted to be. But God says, I want Israel to be a people that he can view to the world. Says, this is my people. My people are spotless. My people walk in victory. My people walk as overcomers. My people are walked by my mighty hand. But yet, God's people would not allow this. God wanted it. God desired it. God wants a lot of things, but it doesn't say he's going to have it, because God wants it done through his way. There's some guidelines. God say, yes, every one of you's come in, but he says it's a straight and narrow way that leads to eternal life. And few there be that find it. Few there be that find it, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way. Wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that enter thereat. I feel the tug of God's Spirit here today and moving in a mighty way, that many, many people find themselves this day warring. They find themselves wanting God, but don't want to pay the price for God. They've once known God, but they don't want to stay close to God, because they want to have their own things. They want to go back in their own lusts of the flesh, the pride of life, which will ruinate your Christian walk. It will ruinate your salvation. It will ruin what you have, the Lord Jesus Christ. God paid in full by his son Jesus that we might be saved, that we might be set free, that we can have a new life, a new Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Former things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. When we come to Jesus Christ at that time, we are clean. But the thing about it was, we don't stay clean. And we're like a bright, not shiny pickup. I had a new pickup, or a fairly new pickup here a few weeks back, and I got it dirty real fast. It don't take long getting something dirty. And we need to really have that love of God that washes us daily, that we get washed, that we repent of that sin that detracts itself. That dirt comes upon us like it does on many things, and we got to wash it off. We got to cleanse ourselves. And by cleansing it as people, we must cleanse it by washing the word, praying without ceasing, calling upon God, looking for God, seeking him, walking in his truth, praising him. Many people don't praise God. Many people don't thank God. The other morning as I was walking, I thanked God for about an hour straight. And that's where many times I thanked him because my legs, I couldn't hardly walk. And I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What a privilege it is to be able to walk. What a privilege just to be able to live for you. It's a privilege to live in America this day. We have the streets that we can walk upon. And we're not having armed guards anyplace. We're not having machine guns anyplace. We're privileged, privileged, privileged. What a wonderful blessing. And when we have our mind is right, we need to be thankful about God giving us a clean heart and pure mind that we can walk before him. We're not thankful. Israel was not thankful. And America this day is. Many of us are not thankful. We never take time to say, God, I thank you. I praise you. I thank you for Jesus. I thank you for your wonderful son. I thank you, God, for you loving me so much that you was willing to give your best, your son, that I could live, that we could live and have a more abundant life. I'm thankful that you're real. I'm thankful that you're faithful. I thank you that you are a holy God. And I thank you that you're coming back to the clouds of glory. And I thank you that you're going to take me home with you, that I might be that place of eternity is very special. Lord, I thank you that you prepared for us an eternal home, that we might be blessed forever. I feel hardships on people this day. I feel the harshness. We need that love. We have no love. Our faces look like we're all persimmons. God wants to be happy. God wants to have a smile on our face. God wants to be attractive. God wants to let our light so shine that our eyes actually glow. Our whole being alive. The Spirit of God wants to be manifest in us, that we become a light that shines in this dark and weary land. And when we're called upon, we don't have to go down and pray through. We're already prayed through, so we can pray the prayer that will save the life of someone. We can pray when God moves upon you. Pray for that one. You may not even be there through intercessory prayer. God used me a lot of times. Just the other day, pray for some, but I didn't know where it was, but I prayed for God. And God wants to be that. I'm not nothing, but God wants us to realize that he has a special arrangement for anyone, each one of us. But we don't go out here doing it in a church that moves without the Spirit. It's the Spirit of God that does all these wonderful works. I guarantee if you're doing it in yourself and you're planning it in yourself, it's in yourself. The natural man, the Bible plainly says, the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for the foolish unto him, neither can he know them, for the spiritual discern. For the spiritual man judgeth all things, yet himself judgeth no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that we might instruct him, we have the mind of Christ. The natural man receives not the things from God. The Bible says that the natural man cannot please God. We need to learn to walk in the Spirit that would not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And I know the anointing doesn't stay on us all the time. But we need to be walking in faith. Walking, having that understanding that my heart would stop this very moment, that I have no guesswork. I have no question that I know where I'm headed. I know that I don't have to go pray through. I don't have to go down and pay my tithes. I know all these things, or whatever it goes in people's heart. I don't have to, because they're all things up to date. And that's what God wants to do. He wants us to keep everything up to date, that if he is reliable, that we might be reliable. He's looking for reliable people in this last hour. And I'm thinking, as God showed me, he called for a man to make up a hedge to fill in the gap, and found none. Make up a hedge, fill in the gap. You know, God's calling for us to make up a hedge to fill in the gap, that we might keep the Spirit of God in control. But when we become lax within our whole being, and a little selfish, and want to do our own thing, we lose that extra dimension that God wishes for us to have, that extra dimension that we're wanting to go the extra mile, that we want to go that extra step, that we push out in the deep. We're not afraid of losing our life. We're going out because God says go there. And the other way, the hidden man will say, oh, don't you do that. So we start to have this warring within ourselves. We don't want to do that, Lord, because I might get hurt. I might get afraid. Someone might laugh at me. Someone might do these things. All these things that go through our little childish mind sometimes. We need to be constant with God. We don't even think about it. God says, do it, he'll do it. Obedience is better than sacrifice. We just shouldn't take time to have to go down and pray through every time we make a decision. We should be prayed through before we come to the decision. And I'm going to say a little more. I don't believe a lot of us even be asked of God if we don't come to that place where God wants us to have in the first place. We will not be even asked, because God knows what's use asking you. You're not ready anyway. And for that reason, you're going to miss out on the blessing. God has a calling for each one of us. From the smallest to greatest, there's a calling. And that calling is through prayer, through all the adventures that God has for you. He's got a glorious mountain of glorious, but he uses it in a very special way. He uses it in our own limitations. I'm a very limited person, but God seemed fit to use me. God don't go for our looks. He don't go for our height. He goes because who we are. You might say you can't talk. Well, God still use you. You might say you can't You can't do anything. Well, God will still use you. If your heart is right, God will minister with you where your heart is right. David was a man after God's own heart, and God used David mightily. And you can be also anyone, as long as our heart is right with God, God can use you in a supernatural way that will supersede anything that you ever see, everything that you can ever know, everything that you ever want for. But I tell you, if you give out with God, you're going to be in curses. And many of God's people are walking. They're not walking the blessings, so they're automatically walking in the curses of God. And there's a realm that's coming in this land today that's coming against anything that does God. So they fall in this category because God is more like dead. You know, let's face it. You know, they say, oh, you know, the old days, that was, those people were phony. But I'm saying, God has never changed. God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God has never changed. We have changed because we've changed our philosophy. We've changed our direction. We've changed desire. We say, what was one sin for us 50 years ago? Now it's okay. And that's compromise. And with compromise, God's going to put an end to the people doing these serious things because very shortly, He's coming back through the clouds of glory. But I'll tell you, the elements of the time how we're here, there's going to be storms. There's going to be earthquakes. There's going to be problems. There's going to be things that's going to come. Fires, great things that's going to happen that people have never seen before. They need to wake up. They need to seek God. They need to call upon Him because God's calling us to call to Him to make intercession for these who are not perfect. Their hearts is not perfect toward Him. The Bible says, call on me and I will answer thee. And I'll show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. God has made a powerhouse right here within you. There's a power in God. God has a power. Now in Him is able to do exceedingly abundantly all the task of things according to the power that works in here. This power is God. And when you stand before God that day, He said, I made you a powerhouse. And what do? Chicken out? And for some of you say, you're going the wrong way. You're going back to the lower place. That person has planned for heaven. Serious business serving God. God saying, sissies are not going to make it in. You need to be in business of God. Seek ye first His kingdom. If we seek ye first His kingdom, then we become candidates for God. Jesus says, seek ye first before you even called upon God. I don't see it. And you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Jesus had great standards for His people. He says, can you follow me? Be my disciple? Follow after me. He was a great example. He was a great liberator. He was a great philosopher. Our Jesus with everything. They said that books could not be been written how much He had given. Jesus was everything. Jesus our Savior, soon coming King. And Jesus been instructing an everlasting home in heaven for some 2,000 years. And that's been being completed. That's a home of pure gold. Streets of pure gold. Of great vessels of ornaments that you've never seen before. It's been prepared. And James, it says, he longeth for that day that his people will come home. That's what it's all about. It's what America, will you return back? Because your calling is not America. You're calling your God's children. Children, arise to God. God's calling for you. He's seeking you. He's making intercessions. He's calling. He's pleading for you this day. He's calling out there today. Come to me, my ones. Come, and I will no longer be cast out. Thou will walk in my newness of life. I shall give thee an overcoming power. I shall give thee an overcoming power of my witness about me. And I shall give thee my blessings. And I shall bless thee in the market. I shall bless thee wherever thou goest. I will bless thy words. I shall bless thy mind. I shall give thee great peace. I shall give thee great knowledge. And I shall be with thee. As only I, the Lord, can be. I shall give my people that will walk in this last hour. Because I see the things this faceless land. I see the turmoil. I see the hearts of many that have rejected my spirit, have rejected His call, have rejected His words. And I say, many are playing in my church. Many are doing things. I say, my son, he kicked these scorners out of my churches long ago. And I say, it's about time that I, the Lord thy God, clean house also, says the Spirit of God. And I say, I finish, shall feel funny, feel not at home when I come through, and let things happen to my beloved that are called by my name, and my beloved do not even know me this day. Many have fell back from my presence, and they have my name, they have my game, they have great fellowships, they have great communions, they have great arbitrations, they have great meetings, but I say they're absent from my spirit. And I say, where my spirit is, there's liberty. Where my spirit is, you don't have to be afraid. Where my spirit isn't, you should never go. Where my spirit isn't, you should not want to go. Where my spirit isn't, you should stay far, far, far away from it, where I'm not. You should only want to go where I go. You want need to follow me. My people are very curious in these days. They get curious. They want to follow the bad things. And I say, my people, I've called you to come out from among them, that you might be a separated people, that you might be a holy people, that you might be a dedicated people, that you might walk in wholeness, that you walk in my fear, my joy. But I say, my people are walking in their own sinful lust. They're walking curious to know, find out what hell's like. I say, thou shalt all, thou will not have to know, because thou shalt be there if thou don't change, says the Spirit of God. I say, surely thou shalt surely know, and thou shalt plead that day. Thou shalt call, but I say that day will be too long. That day will be too far from thee, for you will not be able to make a change at that time, says the Spirit of God. For I'm here calling with my people, I'm here pleading with them. But I say, compromise is not the answer, my ones. You must stay pure, my ones. Watch where you go, watch what you see, watch what you hear, because if my spirit's not in, stay absent, and thou shalt be free from the elements that come from those situations, because where my spirit's not in, there's wrong things the enemy comes in, those believe, it crouches real low, and it will take root, and many of those who are to come in, and they're soon defiled, they're soon put down, they're soon unholy. They've lost the way. They've lost the cross. They've lost that cross. And they put my son in open shame because they had what's known. But they're far from me this day. Come, my ones. Come, seek the Lord, and I shall bless thee. Come, for I'm coming soon. And I say there's going to be earthquakes. There's going to be problems going to face this world that this world has never seen before. And there's safety in me. There's safety in the Lord their God. There's safety in me. But I say these self-made prophets, these self-made pastors, these self-made, they do not know me no longer. For I have their safety in the Lord thy God. And I say, I have never changed. My people have got so haughty, they're very knowing, but not able to come in to my power. Not able, ever learning, but never able to come in to my blessings. My people are not blessed no longer. But I say I have a few that I'm going to bless. I'm going to bless them mightily. Come to me and I shall bless thee this day. I will never leave thee. I will never forsake thee. For my coming is very soon. Draw nigh to me this day and I shall rescue thee, saith the Spirit of God. Father, I just pray for a mighty blessing to your word this day. Father, I pray that you've spoken. And I'm not ashamed of anything that's been said because I know it's from you. And I pray mightily that those who cannot receive it, I pray that you would somehow deal with them. For those that can, I pray that they will take it with love. Let them know that God chastises those whom he loveth. And he chastises us because he wants us to live with him forever. He's making it very plain that he's coming soon. And there's going to be wrong elements upon this earth. And you need God's help. You need his searchlight from heaven guiding you every step of your way, that it's darkness out there without God. You need his searchlight ahead of you. You need to be powered with him. You need to be possessed by him this day. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Bless your people mightily. Bless Tony out there today. Bless those ones who call in. Father, I pray for those two dear sisters. I pray that you'll bless them. I bless that woman from Arkansas, I pray for her son this day. I pray, bring healing to that son. Bring healing to those this day in a mighty, great way. Father, I pray for miracles this day. I pray for mighty miracles this day. I pray that you'd break the parts of darkness and send forth supernatural life. At this second, I feel the power of God. I feel the opposite of what I woke up with. And you're real, Father God. Your spell, the evil has been broken by your spirit. Saith the Spirit of God, I praise you this day. I thank you that you're real. I feel the glory. I feel the glory. It's just opposite what I felt this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.